and customer service. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Hi, Kara. This is Tina Adams. I got an email back. It said to call you instead of just responding to my email. I answered a survey, and paid $7.95 shipping and handling for the free gift for doing the survey. And the next day, they charged my account $54.97 without permission.
And you can provide
in my email.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You can provide me with your zip code so that I can further assist you, ma'am.
My zip code is 65605.
And you stated that their name is Tina Adams?
Yes, ma'am.
To confirm that this is correct, could you go ahead and verify your shipping address?
Uh, 115 Pin Oak Drive, apartment D2, Aurora, Missouri, 65605.
Yes, ma'am. I do see that they have you here listed for the pulse oximeter. You signed up paying the postage so that you can receive that item. Yes, ma'am. So what it does look like taking place here is that they do have you as well paying the subscription fee to the store that offered you the survey. That's what they have you
billed
for.
There was no subscription for anything. I read through everything. And I also took pictures of everything. And I turned it all over to the bank. So the bank has all the information. They've seen all the stuff that was on the survey. They've seen all the stuff that was in the confirmation letter and all the stuff that was on the website, including your terms and conditions, which said nothing about anything, any kind of subscription. And so there was no permission whatsoever given to have any other charge except for the $7.95.
Okay. Well, I do apologize if the terms and conditions went unnoticed, as the information that we have is valid. You can hold one moment.
I have a copy of the terms and conditions.
Okay. As I was stating, you can hold one moment while I see what I can get for the situation regarding your account. Okay, so at this time, I am able to go ahead and get this subscription canceled here. And as far as the transaction, a credit, I was advised that a credit of the $54.97 could be issued, and it'll take 3 to 5 business days to post back into your account.
Okay, that would be great.
Okay. Well, at this time, I want to thank you for contacting customer service. You have a great day, ma'am.
Okay, you too. Thank you very much. Have a great day.